humility, 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 humility. Yeah, I got nothing. That's basically what I was doing all day yesterday as I was preparing for this homily. I sat in the Adoration Chapel looking up at our Lord, and I just sat there going, humility, 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 waiting for something to come to me. You know, I was looking at Christ, and I was like, you got to help me here, man. You got to give me something, you know, and I just kept repeating it in my head, you know, these readings, humility, 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 humility. Even when I was hearing confessions before Mass yesterday at the 4 o'clock Mass, I was sitting in the confessional, not while people were coming to confession, just, you know, sitting there. And even then I was like, humility, 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 nothing. And then it dawned on me, I was like, well, maybe God, you're trying to humble me this weekend? Like, maybe that's the plan? Like, you're not going to give me anything, and I'm going to come empty-handed to these homilies this weekend. So, yeah, humility. I would advise you for the rest of this homily to lower your expectations of what's going to come next. At least it'll be short, I think. Expectations, that's kind of an interesting thought. There was a YouTube video I watched years ago. There was a guy who was talking about a formula that he had developed for unhappiness. How to be unhappy. And he said the equation is very simple. You take expectation minus reality, and that will give you your level of unhappiness. So for instance, if you have very high expectations of, oh, I don't know, a homily, and you come and the reality is, you know, subpar, you might be a little unhappy with that homily. It's true for any circumstance in life. If you have these high expectations and the reality is somewhat less than that, then there's going to be some level of unhappiness. It's kind of what happens in today's gospel, really. We have a man that shows up at this banquet, and he has high expectations. He sits in the place of honor, and he thinks that's what he deserves. That's what he expects. Then, of course, reality sets in, and he's not as distinguished as he thinks he is. He has to go down to a lower place at the table, hence his unhappiness. And we do this all the time to ourselves, don't we? We have expectations of ourselves, sometimes very high expectations. We expect perfection of ourselves, that we are going to not make any mistakes. And we get down on ourselves when reality sets in and we see that we've had a bad day, that we've said something that we regret, we get angry, we become impatient. We have all these different things that get thrown up in our mind. And it leads us to unhappiness, because all of a sudden we're like, this is not good enough. Or the other thing is we expect things from other people, and our expectations are very high. We expect other people to praise us or to lavish us with thanksgiving for the things that we've done. We've poured our heart and soul into something, and we expect, our expectation is that we'll be rewarded for this somehow. And when we're not, when that deed goes unthanked or unpraised, somehow we feel gypped. We feel like we did not get our due. And so we're unhappy. Humility flips this equation on its head, though. Because what does Christ recommend? He says, lower your expectations, especially in this world that we live in, that very often does not meet our expectations. And he says, when you show up at a dinner, low expectation. Get to the low end of the table. And if the reality is better than that, hey, you should be at a higher place, then suddenly there's a happiness that comes with that. There's a recognition that we were not expecting, and yet somehow we receive. And that formula gets flipped, because when the expectation now is lower than the reality, we get a negative unhappiness. We get positive things happening. Now, this happens to the nth degree when that reality that we're talking about suddenly is something infinite. Because if the reality that we're looking at is something beyond our imaginings, it's beyond this world, then no matter how much we expect of it, no matter how high our expectations are of it, the reality, if it's infinite, it doesn't matter. It will always lead to happiness, which is what happens at this Mass. Our reality here is beyond anything we could possibly expect of our God. He goes beyond our expectations every single time. The same is true of the heavenly realities. When we think about what heaven's going to be like, we can imagine it till kingdom come, hopefully. And there's no way we're going to be disappointed. Our expectations will never exceed that reality. And so for us then, in this world that we live in, this ability to be humble in who we are and what we expect of those around us and the world around us leads us to a deeper sense of what God has in store for us. That's it. That's all I got. So I guess, I don't know, if someone were to ask what this homily were about, I think you can honestly say it's about humility. Amen.